This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Preparations are in full swing for the swearing-in ceremony of the new government at the centre tomorrow. Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi will take oath as the Prime Minister for the third term in a row. The ceremony will be held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan at 7:15 p.m. tomorrow. The President will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Modi and the members of the Union Council of Ministers. Mr. Modi met President Draupadi Murmu yesterday and staked claim to form the new government. Prior to that, an NDA delegation led by BJP President JP Nadda submitted a letter to the President stating that Mr. Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Speaking outside the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi stated that the NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. Our correspondent reports that several leaders from neighbouring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has already arrived in New Delhi this afternoon. Presidents of Sri Lanka and the Maldives, Prime Ministers of Mauritius, Nepal and Bhutan, Vice President of Seychelles are expected to attend the ceremony. The invited leaders will also attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. The Extended Congress Working Committee, CWC, has unanimously passed a resolution requesting Rahul Gandhi to assume the role of leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha. Addressing a press conference following the CWC meeting in New Delhi today, senior Congress leader K.C. Venugopal said the CWC believes Rahul Gandhi's leadership will build a strong and vigilant opposition. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh added that the recent elections serve as a booster dose for the Congress party. He noted that the party will conduct a thorough analysis of its election performance at the state level. In Odisha, all preparations are on for the swearing-in ceremony of the first BJP Chief Minister of the state on Monday. The ceremony will be held at the Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar after the meeting of the BJP's legislature party scheduled on the same day morning. The BJP is yet to finalize the name of the new Chief Minister of Odisha. The scene of action has shifted to Delhi, where the party's parliamentary board is likely to take a final call. The BJP's 78-member legislature party meeting has been convened to formally elect the leader in the presence of two-party central observers. Several names of chief minister probables are doing the rounds. Prominent among those are Joel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan, newly elected MLA Suresh Bujari, Mohan Charan Majhi, and former Lieutenant Governor of J&K and Controller and Auditor General of India, Girish Chandra Murmu. The BJP had a resounding victory in the Odisha Assembly elections by winning 78 of 147 seats. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has said the whole process of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2024, has been very transparent and the integrity of the examination throughout the country was not compromised. The examination was held on the 5th of May and the result was declared on 4th June. Addressing media in New Delhi over the issues raised by the candidates, Director General NTA Subodh Kumar Singh said there was no paper leak. He said the issue concerning the NEET exam is related to 6 centres and 1,600 candidates who lost time due to wrong distribution of question paper. He said a high-powered committee has been formed to revisit the grace marks awarded to these candidates due to loss of time. 3 people have been killed and 6 injured in a massive fire that broke out at a factory in Delhi's Narela industrial area in the wee hours. Speaking to Akashvani News, the fire department said a call was received at 3:38 a.m. and 14 fire tenders were rushed to the spot. The injured have been admitted to the nearest hospital. In the FIH Hockey Pro League match, Germany emerged victorious over India 4-2 despite the promising start shown by the men in blue. India had an impressive start as their counter-attacking prowess and tenacious midfield tackles set the stage for a rapid goal-scoring spree, ending in a commanding 2-0 lead. However, the tide turned in the third quarter when Germany's relentless pressure began to show on the Indian performance. The Indian defence faltered under the sustained German attack. India and Pakistan are set for a high-stakes clash in the T20 World Cup tomorrow. Team India will face arch rivals Pakistan in their second Group A match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. And with that, we end this news bulletin.